Today's Torah portion, Vayera, I appeared, Exodus chapter 6 through chapter 9. What an interesting name of this chapter, I appeared. And how much meaning it is here, there, for us today. When we enter the new year, the new beginnings, blessings, and new adventures are waiting for us in 2022. I am praying for the best for all of you. As I meditate on this chapter, I was amazed by the majesty of God and the majesty of our Messiah, Lord Yeshua. How great Yeshua is, and how often people try to belittle him and make him just a man. But he is the Lord. So let's read a passage from the weekly Torah portion and let's think about this question. Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 and verse 3. Let us read together. Exodus 6, verse 2 and verse 3. God spoke to Moshe. He said to him, I'm Adonai. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai, although I did not make myself known to them by my name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, the Lord. Here is the retelling of the Lord's conversation with Moses from chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 13 and verse 14. I would like to read it right now again. Exodus 3, 13 and 14. But Moses said to God, suppose I go to Bnei Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? What should I say to them? God answered Moses, I am who I am. Then he said, you are to say to Bnei Israel, I am, has sent me to you. Let us talk about his name, about the name of the Lord. In the Jewish religious tradition, the four-letter, unpronounceable name of God, of the Lord, considered the proper name of God. In Hebrew, the four letters are Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. In most English Bibles, the name sounds like Jehovah. In Hebrew world, the exact pronunciation of this name is lost. There are various assumptions about the interpretation of this name. One of the most common, I am who I am. In the oldest translation of the Tanakh, the Bible into Greek, called Septuagint, the translation of 70 Jewish sages, Exodus 3:14, I am who I am, in Greek sounds like ego eimi, and has the same meaning, I am who I am, or I am. In order to understand why the Lord reveals himself to Moses and gives him a new revelation about himself and his name, I want to talk about the Exodus from Egypt. Reading the book of Exodus, we mainly focus on miracles, Moses, and 10 plagues. And of course, all of these are essential topics with deep spiritual meaning for us. But let's look into the very essence of the Exodus, where the Exodus begins and where it leads us. It all starts with the Lord revealing himself to his people by telling them his name. This is the essence. And this is the beginning of everything, the beginning of the Exodus from slavery. And the rest followed later. All the miracles, 10 plagues in Egypt and 40 years in the wilderness served one most important purpose. The Lord wanted the Jewish people to recognize him and learn to communicate with their God. Let me read what the Lord said to Pharaoh. It is a little bit later in Exodus chapter 7, verse 26. Then Adonai said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what Adonai says, let my people go, so they may serve me. A little farther in the 19th chapter of the book of Exodus, the Lord explains why he brought his people out of Egypt. So Exodus 19, verse 5 and verse 6. Then you will be my own treasure from among all people, for all the earth is mine. So as for you, you will be to me a kingdom of Kohanim, priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which you are to speak to Bnei Israel. How essential it is to understand the most important things. The events in the book of Exodus occurred because the Lord wanted to reveal himself to us. And everything that happened in Egypt and later in the desert, all this was a time of getting acquainted. It was a time when Israel retired with God in the wilderness, and no one could prevent the Jewish people from discovering their God for 40 years. That was the time the Lord used to establish his covenant with his people, along with the people from different tribes who left Egypt with Israel. I would like to read Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. Then the Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, as well as children. Also a mixed multitude went up with them, along with their flocks, herds, and heavy livestock. It is remarkable that from the moment of the Exodus, the Lord calls all those who left Egypt, my people, Israel. This speaks to me about the greatness of our Lord and that he wants to save all people, regardless of their origin. So the story of the book of Exodus is reminiscent of the conclusion of a marriage covenant. First, you find the name of your future partner. Then you get to know her or him better. Then the wedding, the conclusion of the marriage covenant. And only then the years of life together. When there is no one between you and your health, the spouses become the closest people to each other. That is what scripture calls the mystery of marriage. When you understand this, when you realize the meaning of the great Exodus and the conclusion of the covenant of God with people, it becomes clear why so many times in the Bible the Lord calls himself the husband of Israel, and Israel he calls his wife. Isaiah 54 verse 5 and verse 6, it is an example for us. Isaiah 54, 5 and 6. For your maker is your husband, Adonai Tzevaoth is his name. And verse 6. For Adonai has called you back like a wife, deserted and grieved in spirit. 40 years in the wilderness was a time of courtship, the conclusion of a marriage agreement when no one could stand between the Lord and his children. This is the very essence of the story of Exodus. This is the heart of the Exodus. That is why the very first thing the Lord does, he tells Moses his name, gives him and all the people a new revelation about who he is. The Lord wanted to be close to his children, so that they would know him personally. This basic idea runs through the entire Bible. The Lord wants us to know him, communicate with him, live for him as he does for us. But let's read one essential passage from the scriptures and look at the prophetic fulfillment of the book of Exodus. Let us open 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. It says here, it is clear that you are a letter from Messiah delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Ruach of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. The Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul, shows some difference in the tablets given to Moses and the commandments written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Perhaps someone can say that this is written only in the letters of the New Testament, but let's find a similar message in the Tanakh, in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 30, 31 and 32. Jeremiah 31, 30 through 32. Here's the promise. And remember, this is Tanakh, book of Jeremiah. Behold, days are coming, it is a declaration of Adonai, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in that day. I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, for they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. It is a declaration of Adonai. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. It is a declaration of Adonai. I will put my Torah within them. Yes, I will write it on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people. The fact is that through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord says that the Jewish people, and as I mentioned earlier, many other peoples of Egypt who came out with the people of Israel, they could not fulfill the Torah, the holy and righteous commandment. They weren't able to do so, because the hearts of the people were incapable and sinful. And therefore, the Lord promises the new covenant in which He will write His commandments not on tablets made of stone, but directly on our hearts by His Holy Spirit. I have a question. Why am I talking about this now? Because for the first time, the Jewish people in Egypt lost their relationship with God. And the Lord gave them a new name so that Israel would get to know Him and recognize Him. So after centuries, because the Jewish people and all humanity did not preserve their relationship with the Lord, they broke the covenant given through Moses. We just read it in Jeremiah. Therefore, the Lord came again, and this time He came not through Moses, but in Yeshua, the Messiah, in order to reveal Himself to us. He reminded us of His name again, teaching us how to communicate with Him. Let me read a story from the Brit HaHadashah, the New Covenant, which reminds me of how great our Savior Yeshua is. Let us open John chapter 7, verse 2. This is an amazing story. All of us, as Messianic believers, we need to know this story, because it's important for us. John chapter 7, verse 2. Now the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, was near. So let's remember that this was on Sukkot. This fact has a significant prophetic meaning, which we will discuss later. So now let's take a look farther at John chapter 8. Again, this was the time of Sukkot in Jerusalem. John chapter 8, verses 57, 58, and verse 59. This is the essential for us. Then Judeans said to Him, "You are not even 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham." Verse 58. Yeshua answered, "Amen, amen, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." Before Abraham was, I am. And in verse 59, then they picked up stones to throw at Him, but Yeshua hid Himself and went out from the temple. Does this remind you of anything? Many Bible interpreters believe Yeshua calls Himself with the name given in Exodus 3:14. We just read it. I am who I am. And everyone who stood around Him and heard these words fully understood Him. They picked up stones to throw at Him because He named Himself by the name of God. He called Himself, I am. We do not have a Hebrew text, so we cannot know for sure what Yeshua said, or if He said that He is Yud Hei Vav Hei, the Lord. But based on the people's reaction, it becomes obvious for us. Also in Greek, John 8:58, before Abraham was I am, is a self-explanatory phrase. Ego eimi, in Greek, I am. And the most exciting thing is that in the oldest translation of the Tanakh, the Bible into Greek, the Septuagint, which was considered kosher and the most widespread in the entire Roman Empire, 70 Jewish sages, translators of the scriptures, translated Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. They translated into Greek, ego eimi, I am. This is exactly the same name that John used in the 8th chapter when Yeshua said, I am, ego eimi. And of course, everyone knew the translation of the Septuagint at the time because it was the most common translation of the scriptures at the time. Also, various commentators of the scriptures say that Yeshua called himself by the name of the Lord, and that is why people were so furious and wanted to kill Yeshua. For them, it was such unbelievable blasphemy that despite the fear of Roman laws, they decided to kill him on the spot, right there. Do you remember that very name Yeshua is translated from Hebrew as the Lord our salvation, or the Lord our Savior? I would like to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For all the fullness of deity lives bodily in him, in Yeshua. Romans 9, chapter 9, verse 5. To them belongs the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, the Messiah, who is over all, God, blessed forever. Amen. What a wonderful picture in today's Torah chapter. For the first time, the Lord meets Moses, calling himself I am. Then Yeshua introduces himself to people by answering them, I am. Moses asks the Lord, who are you? What is your name? How can I introduce you to people? Yeshua was asked, who are you? And he tells them, I am. The Lord revealed his name to Moses, and only then did the exodus from Egyptian slavery begins, and the Sinai covenant was concluded. In the Gospel of John, Yeshua reminds them of his name by introducing them to the new covenant. And only then a great exodus from the slavery of sin and death begins. For the first time, the Lord revealed himself to Moses as the Lord I am at the beginning of the exodus, at the time of Passover. And we know that Passover symbolized the beginning of our spiritual path, our redemption, the beginning of the year. The second time, Yeshua revealed himself to us as the Lord I am, on the holiday of Sukkot. And Sukkot is the end of everything, establishing the Messianic kingdom on earth that when everything will be completed. In other words, Yeshua reminding them of his name tells them that I am the Messiah. I am the end of an era. I am the beginning of the Messianic era on earth, and I am the culmination of everything. Yeshua has become our Pesach, and he will become our Sukkot, the dwelling place of God with his people. I would like to read Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and also verse 6. Revelation 21, verse 3 and verse 6. Here's the beautiful picture. I also heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling of God is among men, and he shall tabernacle among them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them, and be their God. And verse 6. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will freely give from the spring of the water of life. I am the Alpha and Omega. Do you remember who the Alpha and Omega is in the book of Revelation chapter 1? chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, even those who pierced him. It is Yeshua. And all the tribes of the earth shall mourn because of him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says Adonai Elohim, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This is our Lord, the Yeshua. Now let's take a few important lessons from today's Torah chapter and its prophetic fulfillment. First lesson, we need to believe in Yeshua, not just as a teacher or a rabbi or a prophet, but as the Lord. To inherit salvation, we need to believe in him and love him with all our heart. The second lesson, I would like to remind you of the most important thing, where everything begins, about personal relationships with the living God. Notice how the Lord talks to Moses. He says, "You knew me by the name by which I revealed myself to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, your fathers. Now I am revealing it to you as the Lord." If we draw a parallel with our life, then today everyone has heard about God. Many call themselves believers because they were born in a certain religious society or observe some kind of tradition. But each of us should realize that the Lord is a living and real person, and only relationships with him can save us and bring changes to our future. Our priority is to know God intimately and personally, to experience him in our own lives. Jeremiah 29:13. It is a golden verse here. You will seek me and find me when you will search me with all your heart. Then I will be found by you, says Adonai. So our main goal is to know the Lord, who he is, and obey him. It all began with this, and this is how it will end. Now, in the end, I want to share a few simple but essential steps how to maintain our relationships with the Lord in the coming year, 2022. So, very simple steps, but so important for our lives. First, daily repentance, teshuva. Open your heart to God. Admit your sinfulness. Accept Yeshua as a great sacrifice into your life and turn to him. This is the first step. The second step, keep changing your ways. Always turn to the Lord and work on your interests and goals of your life. Make the Lord the top priority in your life by daily seeking him and his will. That will open a completely new life in everything you do. It will bring success to your business and strengthen your family and bring peace into your heart. Third, read the Bible every day. There is all the information and spiritual food for your life in the scriptures. Nothing changes a person's life like a constant abiding in the Word of God. If you are too busy, start with simple goals. Read one chapter per day. Start, do something. Next step. Have a constant prayer life. Speak to God in your own words in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. People who underestimate the time spent with the Lord in solitude lose their strength, love, and faith. But the simple prayer spoken in your heart has tremendous power. Use this power. Pray to the Lord. Also, be in the body of Messiah, where there are two or three Yeshua in our midst. Here we grow together. Here we strengthen each other. And the last one, but important one, serve God. Help your congregation with your gifts and speak the good news to those who do not know yet Yeshua. Thank you very much for your time, for your attention. Again, Happy New Year. May the Lord bless you. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel. And after that, we will return to Eric for a final song. Let us pray together. Let this blessing be over you. Yevrechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavelecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha, and happy new year. Shabbat shalom.